Welcome to Ready, Set, Real Estate, where we will help empower and educate you on many different aspects of real estate, finance, and investing. Each week, we will expand your knowledge and uncover hidden truths. We will break down real-world scenarios and study actual how-to strategies. Anyone can buy real estate, but together, we'll ensure you make smart real estate investment decisions. Now, here's your host, award-winning author, international speaker, and real estate educator, Lisa Gillette.
Happy New Year, 2024. Wow, we made it, and I'm glad you made it too. You are here with me, and we are back with another information-packed year-round episode or show of Ready, Set, Real Estate. I also am happy to say, I think I figured out how to stream this bad boy on Instagram. So if you're on Instagram, say hi, say hello, drop a comment down in the chat below. Let me know you're there doing your thing. I'm excited. Oh my goodness, we're really here. I finally figured out how to do the Instagram and take the volume off. So I'm really happy that's working. So as we did last year, you know, we're going to kick off the show with the same thing here, which is writing down your quarterly goals. In fact, I forgot to update the banner, but I'll do it right now. So let's update that now. In the meantime, make sure you say hi, say hello. I'm repeating myself, but it's because I'm so excited and I just realized I need to update our 2024 banner. So write down your real estate goals, right? Your real estate goals for 2024. Oh, for 2024. Boom. Here we go. All right. We're on goals. 2024. Can you believe that? We started this. This is year seven. We've been doing this since 2017. That's commitment. We are in episode 235. Got a great show, by the way. We're going to be talking about California real estate related laws. And I forgot to mention the Ebony, California. See, I did the slide and the presentation. So we'll do classroom style today. But that's right. California just passed a new law called the Ebony Alert. More on that shortly. I'll get back to that. But in the meantime, lots happened 2023. How many of you are feeling like, woohoo, I made it through? I know I did. I mean, towards the end of the year, I was like pushing. I was forcing, you know, get myself through it, keep my eye on the prize. That kind of feeling is what I was having. And I'm glad. I just feel renewed. I feel renewed. I just realized we've got some new followers, some new folks that connected. Some of you have been going to our co-sponsored event, Jazzism, that's happening in Hollywood. We do that alongside with Bay Entertainment, DeAndre and Chavez, who've been doing an awesome job along with their team. And just, it's been great. Someone had asked me how long I had been doing it. And I think I'm in, D, am I in year three? Is this like my third year? Maybe not. It's maybe my, I don't know. Maybe it's my fourth year. No, it's, well, see, COVID created this gap for us. So we lost, 2 years? We lost 2 years. So Jazzism is back. So if you ever hear me talk about Jazzism, we'd love to have you out for Saturdays of the month. And it's just great networking, live music, great place to celebrate, you know, any accomplishments, birthdays. We had people do book launch features. They've been in new film or new shows, new authorship, new whatever you're doing. Listen, we're here for it, and that's what we're doing, is creating an environment to celebrate you and celebrate each other. I love it. I love doing it, and it's been great. So for those of you who have connected and did not get to meet me this past Saturday, and I texted Dee and I was like, hey, go on and do the thing. I will not be able to make it because I'm in midterms right now, and my kind of deadline to be all done with my midterm exams, I'm in school, I'm in law school, is Friday. And so I didn't make it out to Saturday's Jazzism, but I did see we've got some new folks connected. So nice to meet you. I'll see you at the next event. But if you are looking for weekly tips, strategies, game on real estate, all things real estate, this is the show for you. Make sure you turn on that notification bell. I'm noticing I'm not posting as much as of late is because I've been in school and I've just been focused more so on the offline work. And I have not been really as engaged online, but I'm consistent here. So we are on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, Spotify, all your favorite radio podcast platforms, everywhere you can catch us. And what else? And now Instagram, I'm able to go live on Instagram, which I love because I started on Instagram. It's like, woohoo, yay, I'm happy. Okay, so this week or this week's episode, we're gonna be talking about, it was hard. There's a lot of laws that California passed as it relates to real estate. And a lot of that had to do with development, ADUs, and landlord and tenant stuff because California became like statewide rent control, right? If it wasn't on the state level, it was on the incorporated level and then unincorporated level. And we'll touch on some of those ordinances that have gone into effect. If you are a landlord, property owner, property manager, make sure you're on top of what these new laws are doing. Make sure you're compliant and you're on top of it. There's some other good stuff here that has happened. So I had to pick and choose which ones I wanted to focus on because I'm going to keep the show tight. And of course, if you've got any specific questions that are related to your specific situation, you can reach out. I'll leave my contact towards the end of the show. But those of you who know me or have me, feel free to text, email. I'm at LA Super Agent. And number here, I'll read it off the screen, is 323-488-3265. That's my direct line. I do answer my phone. Although some of you are so sweet, you're like, Lisa, you get too busy, you're gonna get too big. I used to have a friend, he passed away two years ago. And he used to say, dear heart, I'm gonna have to make an appointment to speak with you because, you know, you're going to get too big. And I think that's funny. I think it's a cute compliment. But I, you know, being able to connect with you all is what I enjoy, gives me joy, and being able to bring value and just see how I can assist. I'm really service driven. I'm really service driven, which is one of the things I've got to work on is the service driven aspect and also managing profitability. Not saying that I'm not profitable, but definitely scaling, right? Taking my business, my talents, gifts, and experiences to the next level. And at some point, like, I will have to learn to delegate and bring on more team members that can handle a lot more of the stuff that I handle. What I have been enjoying as it relates to podcasting and having the show, which has been really great, is when I meet people and they ask me questions, I love that I can say, oh, I did that show topic already. Here's the link. Check it out. Because I've answered it. I get a lot of questions about what is it called? Rent to own. Tons of questions on rent to own. And I will bring back a conversation on development. In fact, because I will be now releasing, I've been saying this, I'm going to do it. But you know, your girl's got a lot on her plate. I'm just going to show you three of the books that I've authored. And so as I'm talking about new books coming out, these are the three books that I've authored. Just Fell Out of Escrow, Real Estate 100, right? So let's see, Real Estate 100, co-authored this one with Anthony. And then this was my first book, Real Estate 100, The Teen and Millennial, Home Buying Experience. I am redoing this one. Why? Because the laws have changed. And now what I say in this book is no longer accurate. So we will now have a revised copy. Kudos to those of you who have the original of this book, because now we're going to have a revised copy. So revised copy here. So that would, let's say part one here, and then part two here, and then I will be releasing part three, which is the land developer series of that. I'm excited because I've got that mojo back, and then an idea came to me while I was in my sleep wake, I guess the REM state. And I had this concept, and I'm wondering if is it a concept for a game, or is it a concept to teach? Don't know quite yet. I mean, but games, you learn from games, right? So I've always wanted to do a game. I have actually the set of Real Estate 100 deck of cards. So some of you ordered those and have the Super Agent 52 deck of cards. I've got this other concept for a game that came to me the other night that had to do with inheritance. It had to do more so specifically with probate. So I'm excited. Okay, what else? I'm doing an announcement, writing real estate goals. So for sure, those are going to be all my goals in terms of executing the real estate book. Now this game concept. So I've got a couple things to do. I did put out the classes, bringing the class back. So I'm thinking about bringing the class back, but it probably has to do more so of maybe a little bit of design. So either designing a website for your podcast, your bio, your real estate listing. I probably want to kick off with that as one of the first classes that I will be doing. So bringing workshops back. Woohoo! Yes. I'm also not going to be doing them every month as I had did once upon a time. I mean, if some of you had followed me, I think I pumped out about over 100 classes in a year. I think it was 119 to be specific. 119. Not doing that anymore. That was fun. Not doing that anymore. I will probably do quarterly classes just because of my schedule. I've got to make sure I'm good there. All right. What else? So those are goals. Write down your goals. Let's see what else happened. I think that's about it so far in terms of my new year, my new fiscal year. What else? I think I'm good there. All right. I will do disclaimers. We're going to do show sponsor. We'll do sponsor. For today's episode, shout out to Omnis Property Solutions. We'll be right back after the sponsor break.
Do you have properties that need to be maintained? For professional services that guarantee your property will stay safe and secure, Omnis Property is the team you want by your side. As a company, we pride ourselves on our best-in-class professionals, equipped with the latest technology for all your end-to-end property preservation needs. That means that from start to finish, our expert team can handle everything from accurate assessments to preservation projects of all sizes. Save money and time by working with leading experts that understand your needs and are committed to premier service. Get started today by contacting us for your project estimate. Visit www.omnispreservation.com or call 310-957-9132.
All right. Fantastic. And no one was going to tell me, Lisa, you didn't hit live or go live on Instagram. They don't know what's happening yet. Okay. I think I figured it out. I finally figured it out. So I'm going to put over the E. Hey. Drop a comment. Okay, great. I finally figured it out. Oh, that was too funny. I was like, yay, I'm live on Instagram. No, you're not. You didn't hit the live button. So for those of you who are using this platform, now I've got a link down below. In fact, they're offering a link down below, which is really cool, is if you decide to sign up and you want to use this as a streaming platform, go ahead and use my link. Sharon is caring. If you upgrade, then we both get like some bucks to use towards our account. And I'm always for sharing and also getting paid to share, right? It's just nature of my business. We love referrals. We love referrals and referral fees. Okay, we love referral fees. Okay, let me bring that back here. Let me do, like I said, I'm doing a screen share. Screen share. Boom. Here we go. And let me get in my banner real quick. I'm gonna just do disclaimers, of course. The information provided on this show should not be considered legal or tax advice. Please seek legal and tax advice from those reputable licensed professionals. Reputable licensed professionals. Additionally, I did mention we had some folks that are new here. I also want to let you all know who I am. Lisa Gillette, also known as Super Agent. That's my trade name. And broker owner of Divenio States, CEO and broker owner of Divenio States. We're a boutique firm licensed in California. We were licensed in Georgia, but I decided that I was not going to expand just yet and decided to not. So we canceled. I canceled our corporation presence in Georgia. In fact, I just saw there was like a notice for a renewal or something like that. And I was like, yeah, no, not renewing. We're not doing that. And so, yeah, I went through the process to get licensed and do reciprocal licensing because I was doing a lot. I was traveling. I was speaking. I was getting phone calls from there. And I just wanted to make sure that I was able to provide that that level of expertise and service to folks who were out in Georgia. And I decided that it would spread me too much. And let me just focus on what I'm doing here and let's just grow from there. So there's still great opportunities to come. I am also certified experienced as a pricing strategy advisor, short sales, foreclosures, probate, and as a seniors real estate specialist, meaning I've got the training designations and experience to focus and work on our senior community. That's mean working with our senior clientele who are either selling or buying real estate. And that in itself is a lot because you deal with, sometimes you'll come across conservatorships, you'll come across trusts, you'll come across those who have been diagnosed with various conditions, dementia, Alzheimer's, some who are downsizing for reasons of their physical body now requires that they are in a place that allow them to age in place. Different scenarios. And I appreciate that. I appreciate being able to be that, work in that space and be that voice. That's my spiel. Okay. What else? That's about it. I think that's about it for now. I'm going to leave the press one. Let me know you're here. Press two. Let me know you shared it there. So you should be able to see the screen there. If you're on Instagram, I think you might have to pan your phone. There is a way for me to stream portrait style, but I'm not going to play around with that yet, which is really cool. I mean, they're doing great things. So now's the time. If you are an Instagram person, now's the time to jump in that and get over there. Okay. Do drum roll. But we'll be talking about California real estate laws, real estate related laws. And here, let me do it this way. Perfect. Honey, I now need three monitors. It's official because I have to minimize this screen in order to see my Instagram live chat feed. So that means I need a third monitor because so the screen share, just to give you some technical stuff. The screen share, this slide that you see is on one screen. My camera, where you see me speaking, that's on one screen. And then if you're on Instagram, I have another Instagram feed and live chat happening, and that's on a second, or on my second screen, but I now need it to be on my third screen. So if you're on the IG, go ahead and pan your camera. Maybe I should say that. Turn camera landscape to view slide. Boom. Okay. Actually, see, I'm going to play around with all kinds of stuff here. Bear with me because I can be on Instagram at the same time. Cool. I can pin comment. There we go. There we go. I pinned a comment. Woohoo. Okay. Let me get into ADUs sold separately. This is a good one. So here we are. We jumped into talking about accessory dwelling units. We talked about it all last year. Those of you who are in California know this. Those of you who are not and are moving to California feel like it's where you need to be. Yeah, someone. I mean, California has been good to us. California, I know, and some people are like, huh, can't stand California. But as it relates to California, on a serious note, California is leading the nation in homelessness. We have a very large and growing population of unhoused Angelenos, and that's unfortunate. So what we've seen come into play this coming year, our community, housing organizers and politicians continuing this dialogue of how do we address our housing crises. And what there's a lot of stuff that came out of this conversation that goes into effect either January. So a lot of the laws either are going into effect January 1st, 2024 or July 1st, 2024. So just check the dates here of when in my discussion as I'm sharing. You definitely want to check the dates. If it's something that relates to you, you want to make sure you check the dates of when it goes into effect as it applies. So I love this one, right? So batteries sold separately? No, not batteries sold separately. ADU sold separately. What does that mean? So now you can sell your garage converted as an ADU separate from your main property. And it must comply with the Subdivision Act and the act that governs condominiums and homeowners association. I know you're saying, so like, wait, so do I create a HOA? What does that mean? Is it my charging a fee? Laundry list of questions that I will not get into. I am only covering summary. I think you definitely need to go to that thing called the internet and research, go to the California website, legislation website. It will give you all the nuances of this stuff because a lot of it has a lot of, you know, details as it relates to it. But the important thing is that you should know, and if you're a real estate professional, is that your clients / developer investors now can sell that ADU build separately as an entire separate unit. What steps need to happen? Of course, that's a process that needs to be approved. But two things that jump out at me are the approval by the lien holders. Lien holders meaning the mortgage company or the lender needs to approve that you have decided to sell the ADU separate from the main property. Why is that significant? Because when they put a loan on the property, they put a loan for the house and the lot, and it said it had a property description, right? Property descriptions, that's a legal description. That's key. And now we're changing some things. Now we're saying, we're gonna sell the ADU. So thanks for financing, right? Thanks for giving me a loan on the property and buying the house. But now I built an ADU and I'm going to sell it separate. My husband and I were having some interesting conversations about this as it relates to those who are next generation or inheritors of these types of properties. Because now the question becomes, especially as we talk about being able to sell the ADU. And by the way, if you are listening, you're an investor, developer, or you have a client who is wanting to do this, I would love to have them on the show. I cannot wait to continue this conversation about selling ADU separate from the main property. I just cannot wait until I've got a client who says, Lisa, we're going to do this. And I imagine there's going to be a lot of jumping through hoops in a process. So as I shared, the first thing is you need approval by the lien holder or lien holders. The second thing that jumped out is you've got to notify the utility companies, right? Your water, power, gas companies, that they need to convey That's recorded documents for the ADU separate from the main house. Meaning now they are responsible, right? They are responsible to make sure that they are conveying interests for the utilities that power up the ADU unit. Makes sense. It makes sense because now you're talking about separating the association of utilities, and you certainly are not selling a property and then you're still having one bill that's providing power and water and gas to the other unit. Now, that's too complicated. I think it's been complicated if you don't have separate water meters and meters to read that. So those two things have jumped out to me. Everything else is going to be the process. That goes into effect January 1st, 2024. Now, if you're a real estate professional, you would have noticed that this was already in the works, so much so that our purchase agreements, our purchase contracts had, it was the page one of the purchase agreement, had separate lines and room for additional APNs. And it had a little disclaimer that said, we acknowledge that the address may not reflect the legal address of the property. See, we were in preparation for when the date comes that we are going to split off these properties and sell the garage separate. Just love it. Love it. Just love it. You sell the garage sold separately. Oh my goodness. This is really interesting and exciting times. Okay. Brings me to the next one as I touch on investors and in flippers. For those of you who are a dealer, remember you learned something on this show that if you invest in property and you flip real estate. That's short term, and by IRS tax code and definition, you are considered a dealer, not an investor. Go check out that show I did with Marietta. We talked about the difference. We talked about the difference between an investor dealer versus investor. There's a difference. Here we're talking about our flippers here. So now pay attention to this. Shout out to Kanoom, and I've got who else? Lee. Lee, how you doing over there on Instagram? As it relates to flippers, you must disclose. Now, you're not noticing what they're doing here. What they are doing here is actually now holding investors, you fix and flip, responsible, because here in California, I don't know what it is in every other state, but here in California, if you do work on a property that is labor and materials that is greater than $500, you actually need to work with a contractor. Handyman should not be doing that work if the cost and labor of the materials is greater than $500. I'll come back to that. So essentially, our flippers must disclose recent repairs and renovations. You may say, well, we already do that. Well, not everyone has been playing nice. I mean, there are some people that have filled out a TDS and some that are exempt from TDS. They said, I haven't lived in the property. I don't know anything about the property, this, and that. And then they give you an addendum that says, we've done recent renovations. We didn't pull permits. We won't pull permits. And we have no permits to give you. This law that goes into effect for July, and it applies to single family residents from 1 to 4 units, requires that investor flipper. I mean, for these purposes and this discussion, I'll use that interchangeably. They must have the work done by a general contractor. Again, that goes with California, the construction law that we've already had in place, long in place. It applies to properties where the property's title transferred to the investor. It's an 18 month from the date of the title transfer to the date of sale. So within that 18 month period, if it applies from, if it's been 18 months since you bought that property, you are a flipper, you've done some work, you are required to disclose to the buyer about those repairs and renovations. There are a list of things you should be disclosing, like room additions, improvements, repairs, and structural changes. Any structural changes. And again, if the cost of the labor and material is greater than $500, you need to provide the contact of the contractor. If you did not have permits to give, you need to be able to give them the contact to the party that has access to the permits. So this has gotten to be really next level here, some really heavy next level stuff. I like it. The reason being is because we've had some issues with companies that, or folks who has done work, some really terrible work, and put that onto the buyer. The buyer has very limited knowledge in terms of what work you did or didn't do. And then they're stuck with the expense of doing it. Or subject to a litigation. They hire a real estate attorney and come after you for something similar that falls under non-disclosure. Okay, let's move on. We'll continue on ADUs. For those of you who've had the conversation with us or joined last year when we were talking about renting ADUs, we also noticed that some cities were placing a rule that you could not rent the ADU unless you lived in one of the units. Either you lived in the ADU or you occupied the main house. So now they've prohibited that. They've removed that requirement and said, no, we're not going to do that. We're not going to do that because essentially we're now affecting housing availability. I mean, people own multiple properties and you're subjecting them to not being able to rent their rentals or ADUs just because you see that it's not really giving you the answer you want for the housing crisis. No. So they've done away with that. So there's no longer an owner occupancy required for the rental of the ADUs. And if the ADU is rented, it must be rented for 30 days or longer. And that will be according to your local ordinance. So whatever your local ordinance says, jurisdiction wise, right? City, LA, wherever you are, and San Diego pops to mind, 30 days or longer is what they are wanting you to at least do. So that does change the Airbnb game. For those of you who were doing, days at a time, weekends at a time, now it's, you can rent the ADU. You don't have to live on the property or on site, but if you do rent them, then it has to be for 30 days or longer. So it does change that requirement. Again, the goal here was when they decided to allow ADUs to come into play legally. I mean, ADUs before we called them. A lot of folks had people living in their garages. We found out once we realized the conditions in which those people were living, then they had to lay down the law and say, well, no, this isn't safe. This is quite hazardous. This is an issue. Same thing with that discussion with the RVs, RV living. They're now seeing how they can regulate that to create a more safe environment, to create more clear rules between the tenant who is renting the RV, because now they have RV lords. I forget what was the term we called. We talked about it earlier. Fourth quarter of 2023, I think we talked about RV lords, mobile landlords. Okay, moving along. By the way, that last ordinance on ADUs goes into effect January 1st, 2024. This one is a hot topic right here. Hot topic on landlord-tenant law, security deposit. Listen up, folks. Come effective July 1st, 2024. California. The security deposit is now limited to 1 month's rent. What? Exactly. None of that, you know, 2.5 times the amount if it's furnished. Nope. Regardless if it's furnished or unfurnished, you cannot demand more than 1 month's rent for the security deposit. You may be thinking, well, what if I already have tenants and I collected more than that? Then you are allowed to retain that security deposit and you comply with what the guidelines and the rules are as it relates to that. But effective July 1st, 2024, new tenants, new rules go into effect. You cannot collect more than 1 month's rent of the security deposit. Again, just a reminder for those of you, California is under a statewide rent control. That was as a result of the moratorium. Another thing here, because I don't think on this next slide I talk about tenants. Nope, I don't. So let me cover it right here. You definitely need to look more into the 2019, it's California 2019 California Tenant Protection Act. There is a long list of no at-fault evictions and what the rules are. And it's important, again, if you're a real estate professional, you're a landlord, property manager, very important for you to understand what the new rules are, what the no just cause and the no at fault eviction rules are. And a lot of the stuff has to be put in writing. A lot of the stuff talks about relocation. A lot of the rules includes letting the tenant know about relocation. So very important that you follow the rules as it relates to that, because I've overheard people say, this property's not subject to rent control. That property's not subject. No. There's 3 levels of rent control. So if state doesn't apply, check your local unincorporated. If unincorporated doesn't apply, then incorporated applies. There's three tiers of rent control. And essentially what they're saying is one of those tiers or governing rent control laws applies. One of them applies. Check that out. This one blew my mind. This just, oh my goodness. Listing agreements. This just tells me there are some real estate agents out here that are just, wow. I'm not going to do any name calling. I'm not going to call any names. No name calling. Just wow. Wow. Listing agents, why are you, that afraid or are you not confident in your services that you have felt the need to lock in listing agreements more than 2 years? Where? Who is doing this? Why? Why are you doing this? Are you serious? This one blew my mind. So listing agreements, we've had to get a law in California that says exclusive listing agreements longer than 24 months or 2 years are prohibited by law. It's now against the law for you to write a listing agreement for more than 24 months on single family residence, 1 to 4 units. The exclusions apply to brokers, between brokers and entities. So if you are have a contract, a listing agreement between, if you're a real estate broker, between you, the broker, and an LLC corporation, limited liability partnership, then you're excluded from that. But dealing with the layperson, your average homeowner, client who has a house or two to sell, I couldn't believe that some agents are doing that. Actually, have the nerve, and that's what it says, you cannot present a listing agreement, you cannot record or present a listing agreement that is greater than 24 months. And if you do present a listing agreement, to say to the other party, well, this is my listing and I have an automatic renewal for another 12 months, you have just violated your licensing laws. I can't believe it. What does that say about you as a professional? You, I mean, yes, you can't predict the market conditions, but if you develop a relationship with your client that they trust you, and because our agreements, especially with dealing with probates, are 90 days, and you have the conversation with the client. Lately, we have been doing 6-month listing agreements. 6-month listing agreements. I don't think it's been a while since I've done a 12-month listing agreement, but when 6 months are up, what's the cool thing is my clients are like, I mean, this last cycle, because the market had changed rapidly due to rising interest rates, we did hit 6 months on some of our listing agreements, and the clients were like, oh my gosh, Lisa, can we make sure? Yeah. And then some clients were like, you know what? Let's see what happens. And if so, we're going to withdraw the take it off market. But fortunately, the days on market has changed for certain areas. And that's why I always talk about DOM. Know the DOM for your area, right? Know the DOM for your area. Because if it's going to be sit on the market for 6 months, then you might want to do a 12-month listing agreement. Gives you time to, you know, weather out the average DOM and give you some marketing time, give you some opportunities, and, you know, just manage price as it relates to what's happening with the market and the buyer activity. But this right here, oh yeah, this one right here, just this one did it for me. I had no idea. But then again, I'm not surprised because I've seen what I've had to work with in terms of the pool of agents. Now, I don't use the term real estate professionals loosely. When I'm having a conversation on this show, I'm speaking to professionals. There are some other folks out there that are in this business and are creating issues as to why now we need to pass a law that says, you can't lock people in for more than 24 months. I'm sure they probably seen listing agreements for 5 years. And you know why that is because people are thinking that when I sell this property, I sell this property to this client, right? And when you are trying to lock exclusivity for the resale, yes, that's exactly what they're doing. So there it is. There's now a law. Good job. You ruined it for everyone else. Okay, here's my time. I'm going to wrap it up. If you've got questions, if this kind of sparked any questions, or you know somebody in a situation and they need to talk to a real estate professional, I'd be happy to consult with them, discuss with them regarding their unique situation. Email me, lisa@lasuperagent.com. I am on social media @LASuperAgent. Those are my handles. And again, I'll read out my number, 323-488-3265. You all have been great and fantastic. 323-488-3265. Listen, I will see you next week on another information-packed episode of Ready, Set, Real Estate. This show today is going to be one important show. Why? Because we're talking about new rules and new changes. Make sure you share. Sharing is caring, and let people know what we're doing over here on Ready, Set, Real Estate. All right, y'all. Take care. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Ready, Set, Real Estate podcast with Lisa Gillette, the LA Super Agent. Please like, subscribe, and share LA Super Agent.